sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you
die. this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry. Say, live and let die. We'll be right back. once there's a way to get back homeward. Once there's a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. We'll sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby.
Ah, yes, lovely. 1,000 Points of Lights, WMFO, and that's the ending Abbey Road, their ending suite to Abbey Road. I'm not playing Your Majesty, it's just a throwaway, sorry. So we had Sun King, Mean Mr. Mustard, Polythene Pam, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, and finally The End. So this is our George Martin show this morning. Of course, he passed away this past week at the age of 90, at the ripe old age of 90. And so instrumental in forming the Beatles sound. In fact, during that drum part of The End, I was reminded of how George Martin had convinced the Beatles when he joined them, convinced them to fire Pete Best and to bring on somebody else. And eventually that turned out to be Ringo. Of course, there was, on that, from their first singles, there was those were mostly session drummers playing. I think Ringo was only allowed to play, you know, some random percussion instruments like cowbell or something, I don't know, something like that. It was like sort of not a drum piece, but he was still on the record. He just wasn't playing drums. It wasn't until they had recorded two or three times that George Martin finally allowed Ringo to play the drums, get behind the kit, and that's where he stayed. So that was interesting, a bit of information I thought. Before that, Wings with Live and Let Die, Beatles A Day in the Life, another important track for George Martin to kind of show his chops. Doing everything on four track, it was kind of amazing in terms of the stuff that he was doing with the slowing down and speeding up of tracks. And I forgot to mention earlier during when we played Strawberry Fields Forever, that was actually a song that was there was two songs there, and he kind of took the backtrack of one and slowed it down, and while the other one was sort of ongoing at the same time, so they're at the same speed, and he recorded both to a four track, so it was sort of kind of way ahead of his time on that front as well. And going back into the set, Just Got Back was the Cheap Trick song we played. He produced All Shook Up. And I think Love Me Do started off the set, first, one of the first singles from the Beatles. So 1,000 Points of Light. Moving on, let's hear more from the other non-Beatles stuff. I was very surprised to find out that he produced this Ultravox record, Quartet. We're gonna hear Reap the Wild Wind, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the line of a dark black. For this moment to arise, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
she wants at me. She's shown me her own. Isn't it good? Norwegian good. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the road biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until two and then she said,
morning
Yeah, oh my God, I knew that was going to be a mistake. And I was right, and I played it anyway. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Kenny Rogers. We're nothing if not complete here in 1,000 Points of Light. George Martin passing away this past week, and that was one of the Kenny Rogers, actually the only Kenny Rogers record he produced. Maybe he like started producing it and then realized it was a mistake, but he had committed to it already, so he had to finish. I don't know, that's the only thing I can come up with. The record was called The Heart of the Matter, not that you want to run out and buy it. Morning Desire, Too Much, oh my God. Just to sit there and imagine like the gambler, Kenny Rogers, lying in bed and wanting to have sex with a, with his, whoever was next to him at the time. I don't know, we don't want to make any assumptions that it was his wife or anything. Boy, let's just move on. Excuse me. Yes, The Beatles, Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown from Rubber Soul. Before that, we heard So Bad from McCartney's solo record, Give My Regards to Broad Street. And of course, we started things off with Blackbird. Great song, that is. White Album is a great record. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, it's Hard Day's Night. We're going to hear I'll Be Back, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, appear to be.
have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Children at your
All right. That's Paul McCartney with Michael Jackson. Say, Say, Say from the Pipes of Peace record produced by George Martin. And before that, the Beatles with Lady Madonna off of... I took that off the Past Masters Volume 2. And then before that, we had I'm a Loser from Beatles for Sale. I'll Be Back started things off the Hard Day's Night record. We are getting through a George Martin tribute show this morning. Continuing on with this, one of my favorite tracks off Revolver. This is I'm Only Sleeping, 1,000 Points of Lights, WMFO. I guess we're about done here. 1,000 Points of Lights, WMFO. This has been our George Martin tribute show. Producer George Martin passed away this past week. I think it was like Monday or Tuesday. And that was I'm Only Sleeping from Revolver. He produced all the Beatles records except for Let It Be. And Phil Spector was hired to produce Let It Be. I think the Beatles just needed a break. And but it wasn't, irreparable damage was not done to that relationship, because after Phil Spector, they brought George back to produce Abbey Road. Which was kind of ironic, I guess, but I guess no hard feelings. And George Martin was allegedly aghast at the stuff that Phil Spector was doing with the Beatles in the studio for Let It Be. Apparently it wasn't going over very well with him, and maybe the Beatles felt the same way as they went back to George Martin for Abbey Road. I think it was just too overdone, and maybe too many strings, or just it's too kind of too over the top, perhaps. I'm not really sure, but that was... The Scuttlebutt. And what's up next? The last song of the morning is going to be Yesterday off of Help. And what we heard from, or what I read about George Martin and his feelings about Yesterday was that it was a perfect song. And, you know, Paul McCartney didn't want anything to be added to it or anything, but really there was some subtle touches that George made to the record. And we're going to hear it right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I will see you in 2 weeks.
Yesterday,
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.